healthy life.
You know, this is a process that will take a certain amount of time, but it needs to be credible. We have presented a great deal of information to members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, and we are continuing to do that today. One of the milestones here that was crossed, there were several. Syria saying, after 20 years of denying that they possess chemical weapons and refusing to sign the Chemical Weapons Convention, suddenly acknowledging that they possess those weapons and suggesting that they would sign.
Wow, so Syria, of course, still the talk in the land, and that's where we're at here on America Tonight. How are you doing in those nooks and crannies? How are you feeling after hearing what the president had to say and digesting it and listening to the water cooler buzz wherever it is that you went during the day or early evening? Or maybe you're on your way back, you third shifters, or you're taking a break and you're listening to ATN. And people are talking about it. There's no doubt about it. The polls that came out afterwards, still not favorable to any kind of an action in Syria. But there are many that feel as though we need to jump in because of the chemical weapons and the fact that they saw the videos and think that it's completely extreme and inhumane and that there is a moral obligation to do something. Only nobody wants to help the U.S. and they instead say you got to go it alone. And now we know that Russia is pushing on the other end of this for what it's worth on this diplomacy deal to try to get a chemical weapons deal brokered or help with that in some way and then be part of, for goodness sake, part of the delegates that would actually go and watch and find them and oversee what would be finding the weapons and the inventory and the timetables and all of that in between. What's interesting is Vladimir Putin came up with an op-ed piece where he talked about relations between the U.S. and Russia, and what he called relations between us have passed through different stages. He says, and I'm going to read you little excerpts from it, we stood against each other during the Cold War, but we were also allies once and defeated the Nazis together. The Universal International Organization, the United Nations, was then established to prevent devastation from ever happening again. I'll have that work out. And he says, the United Nations founders understood the decisions affecting war and peace should happen only by consensus, and with America's consent, the veto by Security Council permanent members was enshrined in the charter. And he goes on to say, and this again is Vladimir Putin, it's in the New York Times, he says the potential strike by the United States against Syria, despite strong opposition from many countries and major political and religious leaders, including the Pope, will result in more innocent victims and escalation, potentially spreading the conflict far beyond Syria's borders. It could throw the entire system of international law and order out of balance. Syria is not witnessing a balance for democracy, but an armed conflict between government and opposition in multi-tier religious country. And he says there are few champions of democracy in Syria, but there are more than enough al-Qaeda fighters and extremists of all stripes battling the government. I mean, clearly we know Putin is tight with Assad, and he says no one doubts that poison gas was used in Syria, but there's reason to believe it was not used by the Syrian army, but by opposition forces to provoke intervention by their powerful foreign patrons who would be siding with the fundamentalists. Reports that militants are preparing for another attack, this time against Israel, can't be ignored. So how about that? And I think the biggest point of the whole thing is he says it's alarming that military intervention in international conflicts in foreign countries has become, this is Putin, commonplace for the United States. He says, is it in America's long-term interest. I doubt it. Millions around the world increasingly see America not as a model of democracy, but as relying solely on brute force, cobbling coalitions together under the slogan, you're either with us or against us. And then he goes on to slam us about Afghanistan, about Libya, and a few other things, and makes a bunch of analogies, saying in the United States many draw an analogy between Iraq and Syria and ask why their government would want to repeat recent mistakes. So he really puts it, he really is pretty pointed and puts it right there in the op-ed, and at the end ties it up with his working and personal relationship with the president is marked by growing trust, and he said he appreciates that. And in the end, says we are all different, but when we ask for the Lord's blessing, we must not forget that God created us equal. Wow. So Putin deciding to use the gray lady, and of course they're going to take it to let his thoughts be known as to where he stands with the Syrian conflict, and saying that the you know, that it's really game on if the United States decides to go forward, and how could this be in anyone's best interest when certainly it hasn't been that way in the past if you look at things that have happened in the Middle East. At this point, who knows? I mean, at this point, with the Russian warning, Putin using the times, slamming the Syrian plan, certainly that doesn't warm up, I'm certain, the administration to the idea of this coalition. So at this point, it's a big question mark. House Republican leaders are grappling with a couple of other things, including the idea that they're pulling their plan to temporarily fund the federal government because, oh yeah, we have things happening here, after the rank and file party members said they were sidestepping defunding Obamacare and drastically narrowing Congress's time to strike a budget deal before October 1st. So that's also hanging in the balance. So will we strike? I've said this before, $1.5 million, that's what it costs for the Tomahawk missiles. Targeted strikes, could it happen? Does it do anything for the people in Syria? The answer is, of course, no. And there is now this waiting game. Probably, if it's going to happen, it cannot. Well, it can, but it probably wouldn't happen until maybe a couple of weeks from now, the way this thing is dragging out. And what are the answers here, ultimately, from what the UN is saying and, you know, with Putin kind of slamming the United, not kind of, but slamming the United States, then you have these reports that Russia offered Iran air defense missile systems and to build a second reactor at their nuclear plant. So that's got to make Israel feel great, huh? It's getting really to the point where there is more than a red line that's drawn anywhere. It's more like you're either with us or against us, almost like what he says the United States is doing. That's the way it looks on the other side. If anything, we're getting further apart with Russia. What do you think? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hang with us.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
If only we needed just love. How easy would that be when it comes to foreign diplomacy? There's not a lot of love hanging around, I would say. Especially if you read between the lines, maybe not even reading between the lines with what Putin's op-ed piece spelled out as far as Russia is concerned. And there's no question he's all in on the Assad camp and saying that there is no way that the Syrian army release that gas. If you think that's really the way this whole thing went down, I thought that pretty much from all the intel we had, there was absolutely no doubt about it. And then you have to figure, okay, if Assad says he's willing to give up chemical weapons, what, he has all these chemical weapons, as we've talked about before, and he didn't use them on people, that suddenly these ragtag teams of rebels were able to confiscate enough chemical weapons that they used them on the people and made it seem as though it was Assad. Baloney. If there ever was a lie, that's a big one. And Putin is backing up Syria and telling the United States that they've gunked things up when they've gotten involved and created these situations in the Middle East, and then at the same time saying that he welcomes the relationship that he has with the president. So this is definitely getting interesting for sure, as I said. A couple of you had some things to say about it in the mailbag, and we're going to hit the mailbag in our last segment of this hour. Anthony, listening in Illinois, said, Katie Kate, I love listening to the show. I am a lifelong Democrat. And I think you've talked about your family always saying when you were a kid at the dinner table, you had to have an opinion. It didn't matter what the opinion was, but as long as you could back it up. And I'm telling you, more and more, I'm getting disillusioned with the Obama administration. I mean, hey, I voted for the man twice, and there are some things that I think he has done well, and sometimes I think he just gets accused of everything. It's like a wild witch hunt, but it's always that way with whatever the president's doing, and it doesn't matter if they're a Democrat or a Republican. In the end, the other side is always, always going to attack them because they're thinking of politics and getting elected or their party elected the next time around. And I think with the situation in Syria, there is mass confusion, and obviously people are not on board. I am not on board with this. I think it is terrible what happened to those children and families and anybody else who's gassed by whoever they were gassed by. But I can think of other atrocities in the world where we did nothing but turn our head, and we keep sinking deeper and deeper into the Middle East, and yet we really don't have anything to show for it, and we get attacked constantly on the world stage. If anything, we are losing our grip. All right, so that's just a sneak preview. There were other people that had a few things to say, too, and we'll make sure that we get to that. If you want to throw in your two cents, you absolutely can. Has anything changed for you? We talked about that a little bit last time around, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. A couple of things that I wanted to mention in an odds and ends segment, because we're so jam-packed. Coming up in our next hour, we have Nail the Score. That's where our computer randomly picks the game of the week, and you call in and pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. And if you pick the right way, you end up clearing our prize closet. How cool is that? And you also get bragging rights. So, this is big news that is breaking news. I think breaking because just kind of officially it came out. But for all the people listening in the great state of Missouri, a gun measure that was pretty controversial is not going to become law in Missouri. There was a big push to override the governor's veto, but it fell one vote short of approval. And that happened in the state Senate on Wednesday. The measure, HB 436, that's what it was, would have basically nullified federal gun laws in that state. Can you imagine? The senators voted 22-12 in favor of overriding Nixon's veto, the governor there. But it was, you know, they didn't have that. They didn't have what they needed, the two-thirds majority, just short of that for it to pass. And the House of Representatives voted in favor of overriding the veto. But if it had passed, check this out, the law would have technically let the people there own a machine gun. You could have owned a machine gun in Missouri. But also, you would have been able to do that, but also arrested federal agents if they tried to take it away. So that is definitely would have been something to a witness. So the bill would have made it illegal for anyone to publish any information about a gun owner, because, you know, now that's what's happening a lot. And it passed earlier this year in the House and Senate, but it was vetoed again by the governor, who's a Democrat. And he argued that the legislation violated a provision in the Constitution called the Supremacy Clause. And the Supremacy Clause gives preference to federal laws over state laws. We've been down this road many times, whether it's the voters' rights, whether it's the law that Jan Brewer was pushing against or was pushing for in Arizona and ended up in a courtroom because the feds went after Arizona for it, saying you couldn't go after people, stop them, ask them if they were in the country legally, if you stopped them for something else. And we've seen this come up many times. Federal laws or federal, I'm calling it federal laws. It is federal laws versus state laws. Federal laws trumping state laws. So this is definitely a case of what could have happened there. And the bill, what the argument was, is that the bill wouldn't have put a new gun on the street. It would just say that Missouri is going to protect the Second Amendment rights of Missourians, what they're saying. But by superseding federal regulations. So it would have made it a criminal offense to enforce background checks or to publish the names and address of a gun owner in the state. And the machine gun thing that I mentioned is true. Technically, you could have had a machine gun, because that's banned under federal regulations. So how interesting is that? I mean, gun laws across the board, there's new things that are getting passed, there's things that are being denied, whether it's really super strict and stringent or it's the opposite way, where it's looser and it's more like the Wild West. They're two different extremes. So you have the tightening, the loosening after really Newtown, Connecticut. After that happened, the debate just kicked open even wider. So with the moment that those children were killed, 20 kids, and then, of course, the six others, there was a massive promise from Newtown, Connecticut, that, and from others, that this is it, and this shows you what can happen, and we're going to have stricter national gun control laws, but that hasn't happened. So it's that tug of war between state laws and federal laws, and also attitudes toward the Second Amendment or being armed and debating guns. And I think we're going to always be debating guns, always. Whether it's more control, different kinds of gun laws, background checks, the right to conceal and carry, because it's really crazy. If you sit down and try to interpret all the laws across the United States, and I've done this with people before, with a lawyer who specialized in the Second Amendment, and it is different. And there are little nuances even from state to state that make a very, very big difference. So that was something that... I think that's something that, if we weren't in the middle of so many other things, this is something else that would have opened a few eyes. The Missouri folks taking aim, if you will, at gun laws, the federal gun laws. So they took their best shot, you could say, and in this case, they missed. But we're very, very close, so it could come back around again. All right, coming up in our next segment, we're going to lighten the load here on America Tonight to give you a little insight into some of the games coming up this weekend in the NFL with Brandon Lang. I've talked to Brandon before. He's a really funny, funny guy, knows his stuff, and he knows his stuff partially because he was a player. If he hadn't been injured, he would have had probably, or had a shot anyway, at an NFL career. And he was immortalized on film. Matthew McConaughey played him in Two for the Money, a movie that came out back in 2005 about gambling, and it's very, very good. Al Pacino was also in that flick. Stay with us.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Brandon Lang is back, and boy, what a big week one. He's got to brag on this because he had a really great week. Brandon, you were hitting on all pistons. That had to feel good, huh?
Well, I'm not one to ever brag because the gambling gods do not like people who brag. So
I know.
Let's not brag. Let's just talk about the fact that it's nice when you get on the right side of games and things hold true. Came on your show. I gave out the over in Denver and the Ravens Thursday night and actually used that play on the website, cashed that in, and then Saturday in college football, Miami Hurricanes outright, kept it going there, and then on Sunday we did get the push with the Bengals, a little disappointed that they were in control of that game up 11 in the fourth and let it slip away, but then, you know, you release a three-team parlay, which I don't do often, but there were three games that I really loved, and all three, imagine if you have these three games, imagine if you need them for a parlay. Imagine if you need them for the 6-1 payout, and they're these three games. The Saints with the goal line stand in the last 15 seconds, winner. Then you go to Seattle with a touchdown pass down the right sideline, winner. And then you close it out with San Francisco not being able to get the first down with 40 seconds to go and kick the covering field goal for the three-team parlay winner. I should have got paid double just on the excitement of the three-team parlay winner.
Yeah, no kidding. That was crazy. Absolutely crazy. So now we have week two, and Thursday, this game I love, the Jets and the Patriots. Is New England going to slaughter the Jets or nah?
It's a game where I wish I would have seen a lot more from New England to be able to gauge what I'm going to do with that 12 number. Quite frankly, I believe that in my heart, New England is not as good as we make them out to be. Let's put this in perspective for all your listeners, just so we can grasp what we're dealing with. The New England Patriots lost Aaron Hernandez, Rob Gronkowski, Wes Welker. His three main targets on that football are gone. Now, listen, you can say that new guys coming in are good and this and that, but he had one thing you need in the NFL, chemistry. So before I'm going to lay 12 with the New England Patriots, I'm going to step back and watch him for a couple weeks. Now, with that being said, Bill Belichick eats up rookie quarterbacks, and Geno Smith was, yeah, he did a good job last week, but I'm going to step back and see if this kid improves this week. So for me, if I have a play on the game, it would probably be a play on a total, and I don't know which way I'm leaning there. But for all your listeners, I want to do this. I'm going to give you a free one-day pass to every one of my handicappers, absolutely free. You can get it tomorrow. Just go to the website. Get a hold of my customer service people. Told me they heard you're on your show, and I'll give them a free day. They can sell my handicappers and see what we do, and you get tomorrow's play free.
Oh, I love it. BrandonLang.com. Easy to go there. Absolutely. So pay attention to that. Okay, so the Falcons in the hole out of the gate, and they're hosting the Rams. This looks like it could be a good day for somebody I call Matty Ice, Matt Ryan. What do you think?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm not a real big fan of Matty Ice. I mean, I know people love the guy. People love what he does and so on and so forth. But quite frankly, he just keeps coming up short in the big game. He just does. And I don't know why that he can't execute their offense. They're at the goal line, four cracks at it, and he comes up a little short again. And now you're asking him to lay that kind of number against the St. Louis team that has a defense that I feel personally matches up real well with him. You look at the numbers, Jeff Fisher is 7-1 as a road dog last year. They covered 7 of 8 games as a road dog last year. I mean, you look at this team, they're getting it done on the road, and that's a tough number to go against. I would lean toward the points. I would probably come big with St. Louis, but due to the fact that the Falcons last 2 years, 21-11 as a home favorite in the regular season. So conflicting trends. I would lean toward the dog, a little flat spot for Atlanta off the loss to New Orleans.
All right. Packers and the Redskins. That's a 1 o'clock East Coast kick. The Redskins, of course, lose the first one to Philly. Is this an easy one to lay here with Green Bay at home?
Man, was it just me, or did RG3 look really, really rusty?
He looked bad.
I mean, so now you're asking him to go on the road and step up and get it done. One thing about Mike Shanahan. He's something else as an underdog. 6-2 as a regular season underdog in 2012. So, again, it seems like the Skins go against him as a favorite, take him as a dog. I've said that for years, and I would probably lean towards that way as well, that they'll figure out a way to hang around in that game.
All right, they'll figure out a way to hang around. So the Dallas Cowboys end up beating the Giants, who had crazy 6 turnovers. But the thing is, the Giants almost came back in that one. So now you got the Cowboys on the road against Kansas City.
You know what a mirage is? You know what a mirage is.
Yes.
Okay, a mirage. So here's your mirage with the Dallas Cowboys. You score 36 points. You get 6 turnovers. But 2 of those turnovers were returned for touchdowns. So take away 14 points, and you're dealing with 22 points. You got 4 turnovers, and you can only convert that into 22 points. You give somebody 6, you give Peyton Manning 6 turnovers, he beat you 72-7. So
crazy.
I don't really believe the Dallas Cowboys are as good as we think they are. I think they're going to be in some trouble. You start beating teams on the road in the NFL 28-2, and I understand it was the Jacksonville Jaguars, but I'm sorry. My lean, listen to this, the Dallas Cowboys 6-23 against the spread on the road since 2010. Think about that for a minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
So there we go. My lean is towards Kansas City.
Yeah. I have to agree. That's great stat, too. 6-23 in the road. That's terrible. Eagles hosting the Chargers after coming off of that road win against the Redskins.
Over.
Yeah.
Oh, to play every Eagles game over, and I will almost assure you, 10 of their 16 games this year are going to over the post. So you run 50-something plays in the first half. You score 17 points in 4 minutes, and your coach says we can play faster. You couldn't pay me to bet an Eagles game under the posted total at all this year. Even before Chip Kelly came rolling in, Philadelphia had gone over 7 of 8 last year at home, 9 of their last 11 at home their last 11 going over the posted total. So there you go. I will ride overs with Philly all year long.
All right, ride them over. The Texans host the Titans, and in this one, you know, you saw the Texans and how they were able to hang, obviously. But what do you think happens now in front of the home crowd? It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, one thing I've always said about Houston is you just, there's certain teams that you lay the number with and they're immediately the right side of the game. And Houston's one of those teams. Give Tennessee credit for capitalizing on Pittsburgh turnovers and getting a big road win. But early on in the year, you're playing back to back the road in the NFL. Understand that the Texans own this Tennessee team. They won and covered the last three, four of the last five. And as a home favorite, their last 17, the Texans are 12-5 against the number. Too many good numbers to even look the other way. Right side of the game, clearly, to Houston Texans.
Saints and the Buccaneers, late game, 4:05 kick East Coast time. Bucks, what do you think? Hosting.
As my wife says. As my wife says, who's from Tampa, or excuse me, Trampa, she says the Buccaneers. I think they're in big trouble here. Saints have covered four of the last five at Raymond James, and they've won the last three and covered the last three in this series. Bad matchup. Real bad match for the Bucs, who, by the way, since 2009, Tampa Bay 3-12 is a home dog. Out. They're not making anybody any money.
Wow, no kidding. Ooh, that's a great stat. The Giants now, after coming off that loss in Dallas, hosting the Broncos, who lit up the board, Peyton Manning, you were talking about it, on that Thursday night opener. So what happens in this one?
Pull the Peyton Manning slot machine. You pull it. You're waiting for 3-7s across the board. Peyton Manning is 6-0 against the spread his last six regular season games, 9-2 his last 11 regular season games. They're 4-1 as a road chalk last year, 6-2 going back to 2011. Everything lining up Broncos. I think the Giants are in big trouble. They just signed Brandon Jacobs. Hell, my buddy Gabe, they could sign from Columbus, Ohio. He'd probably be in the backfield doing a great job as well. They're in trouble here. I think Denver's the play. Any game involving, listen, you come out of the box throwing seven touchdown passes, do you want to be on the wrong side of him being hot against a Giants secondary that blitzes and plays behind it?
Nope.
Bad matchup. I think it rolls.
I like it. Bad matchup. Okay, the Bengals, and we're jumping to Monday night, the Bengals and the Steelers. What do you like to happen here?
Boy, this is a tough one.
I think this is a real tough one.
Yep. I think this is, you know, all of a sudden Cincinnati goes from being an undervalued underdog in the series, and all of a sudden off a Pittsburgh loss, here you come asking them to cover a 6.5 number. Now, with that being said, pounce these out. The offensive line for Pittsburgh's in bad shape. And listen, the bottom line is if the tight end for Sanu for Cincinnati, he doesn't fumble at the 20 in the fourth quarter, they win that game. So going into Chicago and beating them, I don't know what I'm doing with that game right now. The numbers tell you that Pittsburgh's won 5 in a row straight up against Cincinnati prior to that loss last December at Heinz Field, but they're 5-12 against the spread away from home since 2011. So I'll wait to see what the line does, see if it goes up to 7 or comes down to 6. Right now my lean would probably be to tease Cincinnati down, take the total up and go under. That seems like a good little special Kate two-team teaser for Monday night, but I'll wait as far as what the line does to see what I'm going to do with the side.
All right, I love it. Go to BrandonLang.com. Awesome stuff. Brandon, thanks so much.
Again, thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me. Your listeners, just go to the website, email my customer service, tell them they heard me on your show. I'll give them a day pass for all my handicappers, and it's absolutely free.
Woo, that's great. Hey, thanks, Brandon.
All right, thanks, kiddo.
All right, bye-bye. A pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
To get to plenty of thoughts, I always say that you can send them to us by hitting us, tapping us at AmericaTonight.net. A quick follow-up to a conversation that we had about the bikers, 2 million bikers that were headed toward D.C. They went around the Beltway. It was pretty incredible. I guess there were a lot out there, maybe not 2 million in force, but close to 1 million anyway, and isn't that interesting? And I saw some of the footage of the bikers riding into D.C., and it was pretty cool, I have to say, to see the lines and lines and lines of them just making their way to the city. And good for them that they decided to do the Beltway thing instead of just completely trashing the city and going right through the middle of it. And they, you know, even though they were denied a National Park Service permit to assemble in the National Mall, they did roll around the Beltway. So, bravo. In honor of 9/11, a lot of people did a lot of different things. And, of course, they were also combating the Million Muslim March that infuriated so many people. And some of you actually wrote about that. So we're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Marv, who says, Million Muslim March, my romp. What is the deal with that, Kate? I don't understand it. Just September 11th, certainly you know what people think in their minds, and yes, can we separate somebody who's an extremist from somebody who is an American and whatnot, but why should we be asked to do that? I think this was an in-your-face kind of thing, and insisting on doing it on 9/11, and really, the whole thing, from what I understand, fell very much on its face because very few people actually ended up going to D.C. Yeah, they did. There were people, there was supposedly patriotic Muslims that were there to combat the Million Muslim March, and there was going to, it seemed like there was going to be this big showdown, and the showdown kind of just fizzled. Yes, there were people there. It was like a few hundred people, from what I was told, walking down the street, so it didn't turn, it didn't turn out to be some giant, huge protest the way it was being billed as. And it's interesting because I think the bikers and the other groups that decided that they were going to go to Washington as well, too, because, to sort of say in your face, we're gonna go too, but so for whatever reason, the whole idea that there was gonna be this denouncing of a culture of anti-Muslims, that didn't really, it was a bust. This is frankly, it was a bust. It didn't really take off. So as much as there was lots of rhetoric, the one that took off the most was actually the bikers. Okay, this one from Jake listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Jake says, Kate, man, I have to tell you, I am so tired of hearing about Syria. Anything. Talk about anything else but Syria. Finally, it seems as though this is crescendoing into something. I don't know what. But I have to tell you, you talked about Duck Dynasty on your show getting 11 million viewers. And I have to say, I'm one of them now because I'd rather watch Duck Dynasty and their silly antics than be involved in the nonsense that we keep hearing over and over again with our foreign policy and everything else in between coming in and around Washington. We just got to get that third party going, sweetheart. That's the deal. You said it in the beginning. I remember. Third party, I'm all for it. Why don't you run? Yeah, the Republican Party actually is pumping like $6 million into getting more females involved in politics. In other words, finding the right kind of women to actually run because, that's sort of the whole push now. Let's add some diversity to the ranks. But politically speaking, I can't imagine with the way things are now in being involved in a do-nothing Congress where you can't get anything passed, where you talk for years about immigration reform and, oh, this is a problem, and then it's not even like taking, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Well, they're not even taking little bites. It's ridiculous. So I wouldn't have the patience for that. I definitely wouldn't be political material. I don't know about any of you. Do you ever think of running for something locally and then seeing where it went? Locally might be the way to go. On a national level, it would be too frustrating. It would just be like banging your head against the proverbial wall, I think. Rand Paul is trying to be the antithesis of that because he doesn't care if what people think, he goes for it. Here's what I think, here's what isn't being done, and if I have to be a goofball and filibuster, or if I have to do, if I have to jump up and grandstand, but then prove my points, boom, 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 I'm going to do it, and I don't care if I have to go against the grain of what people think should happen. And his views are, more toward the libertarian side, and we do need that third party. We do need the sort of the voice of reason. Can we really have the voice of reason? Somebody who can still listen to what they believe is totally wrong and negotiate, and they know how to negotiate with another side. They know how to listen to another side. And part of that is because nobody lives in Washington anymore. Nobody socializes at all anymore. It used to be that they did. There are, in fact, famous stories of people going to Ebbets Grill who were the staunch Republican and the flaming liberal, and they were good buddies, you know, the Democrat and the Republican, the extremists and the moderate, you know, whatever labels you want to throw out there. I mean, those saloons are filled with those kinds of stories, but not these days. They're not. All right, didn't want to get off on too much of a tangent. Okay, here we go. Here is Sheila, who says, Kate, I have to tell you, I love your cheap movie review. I've actually taken some of the suggestions, and I like it when you point out that this might be a good film to see with a family. I have a young family, and a couple of the suggestions that you made, we went and saw the movie. One of them was Iron Man. And Iron Man, I thought, for my young son, was great. He is kind of a Marvel. He's becoming a Marvel fan, but we really hadn't introduced him to Iron Man, and now he's seen all three, although it was a little bit backwards. We couldn't help ourselves, and it was pretty decent. And the language and everything else was okay. It wasn't R, and it was right there in his wheelhouse. So thanks. How about that? That's the first time that's the third time we've gotten something on the cheap movie review. And don't forget, my pal Jack from Down Under does also those DVDs, and they're so good because that's the way to go. You're too busy, you missed the movie you wanted to see, so you're waiting. Just wait, put it on a list, and then get the DVD. You can watch it wherever. I mean, now you just have, if you had a little one of those little Next pads or whatever they are, any of those, the iPad, the more expensive version or whatever, you can certainly download movies now. Now people are watching them on their phone. It's wild how far and how fast technically that we've come. But regardless, whatever you watch it on, that's a great way to do it. Unless it's one of those movies that is just made for the big screen, All right, here's our last one. This from Luke in California, who says, man, Kate, I'm so tired of everybody trashing the president. I think he did fine in his address to the nation. He just talked like a regular person. He gets slammed if he talks above it. He gets slammed if he talks like he could live next door to you or I. This guy just can't win. I think America needs to get off his back and support the president for once. Yeah, but you know, the polls, foreign policy wise, are not smiling in his favor. He's dropped 14, 15 points since the beginning of the year, and his approval rating is somewhere right in the middle. So he's right in the middle. That's what it is at this point, anyway. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.